This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for April 15th, 2010. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Carolyn Gibney. In December 2009, Google, Adobe, and other companies were the victims of a damaging cyber attack called Operation Aurora. In this tip, expert Nick Lewis outlines the lessons learned from this attack and how companies can avoid falling victim to similar attacks. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Operation Aurora, Tips for Thwarting Zero-Day Attacks and Unknown Malware. Written by Nick Lewis. In December 2009, Google and other notable companies were victims of a cyber attack believed to have originated in China. This incident, dubbed Operation Aurora, was ultimately a zero-day attack targeting a then-unpatched Internet Explorer vulnerability. The most sobering takeaway from the Operation Aurora attacks is that even organizations with significant security resources can still be victimized. If some of the most sophisticated and potentially well-funded IT security organizations can be hacked, smaller organizations with fewer resources will have an even tougher time protecting against such attacks. However, there were some important lessons to be learned from Operation Aurora, and in this tip, we'll cover what enterprises need to know about the attacks and how to defend against similar attacks in the future. Let's review some technical details that have been reported about the Aurora attacks and how an organization could have stopped them. Google reported that it, along with at least 20 other large companies, was targeted in the Operation Aurora attacks in mid-December 2009. Google believed the attacks, which resulted in the theft of intellectual property, were targeting Gmail accounts of Chinese human rights activists. According to reports released after the Operation Aurora attacks, a zero-day Internet Explorer vulnerability and exploit were used along with unknown malware. These attacks were considered successful on the part of the hackers because of the high-profile nature of the targets and because of the wide reporting that followed. It was also successful because of the sophisticated techniques used alongside the more common zero-day attacks and unknown malware. The attackers, later determined to be from China, used multiple layers of encryption on network traffic to successfully hide their attacks from detection. While a zero-day Internet Explorer vulnerability and exploit by itself is not the most sophisticated attack, it can, and did in Operation Aurora, allow attackers to completely take over systems. However, for an attacker to successfully do so, the logged-in user would need to have elevated access privileges, or the attacker would need to take advantage of an exploit to get elevated access. Some malware will infect a system when the logged-in user only has regular access, but this makes it much more difficult to take over a system. Many organizations needlessly allow all users administrator-level privileges, which allows them to install applications, make configurations changes, and otherwise operate without any restriction. Yet, when an attacker finds his or her way into a system with elevated privileges, there's nothing preventing the hacker from misusing these privileges. By giving users only the necessary access, it becomes more difficult for a successful exploit to cause widespread damage. Never-before-seen malware is a fairly common attack vector, often used to do something that will immediately be monetized by a common criminal. In the case of the Operation Aurora attacks, hackers gained access to high-profile accounts. The immediate profit motive from the Aurora attacks is unknown, but long-term, the access to sensitive data could be valuable, at the very least, as a surveillance tactic. Learn more about defending against Operation Aurora-like attacks from Nick Lewis after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Secure authentication methods are crucial for keeping hackers and disgruntled employees from wreaking havoc on your network. Fortunately, SearchSecurity.com's Authentication Learning Guide offers free articles on a variety of identity and access management basics. Get information on everything from passwords to single sign-on to biometrics and smart cards. Learn how to streamline access control and help keep sensitive data out of the wrong hands. Check it out at SearchSecurity.com/Auth101. That's SearchSecurity.com/AUTH101.
Although these attack methods are certainly troublesome, there are many ways to defend against them to ensure that a similar attack would not be successful. For starters, an alternative web browser or operating system can be used to avoid Internet Explorer zero-day attacks, depending on the level of risk deemed tolerable for your environment, how many defense in-depth security controls are implemented, and the value of the target. However, non-Microsoft software can be more complex and time-consuming, and ultimately more expensive, to manage, a significant drawback depending on the size of your environment and application patching and support infrastructure. Another possibility is to run Internet Explorer with reduced privileges while ensuring that Data Execution Prevention, DEP, is in use, even though it was reportedly bypassed by this exploit. DEP is intended to stop attacks from executing code from non-executable memory locations, which, in theory, should make it significantly harder for attackers to succeed with attacks like Operation Aurora. Internet Explorer 8 also offers additional protections against these types of attacks. Multiple layers of encryption or proxy servers can be used to hide the network communications of the compromised computers and the source of the communications from detection. To detect and stop the communication, network connections should be monitored, particularly those that go outside of the company network. It's possible that this monitoring could be fairly ineffective because of the variety of external connections, but monitoring specifically for a higher-than-normal volume of data going out from a computer is one way to identify a compromised computer. A sophisticated organization may also want to compartmentalize its network using firewalls to limit the risk of attackers from hopping from one port to another. Steps that organizations need to take to ensure that an Aurora type of attack does not happen again lead back to the basics of information security. Companies should evaluate their networks and determine where the highest risks are, and then use appropriate safeguards to manage those risks. For example, in its initial announcement, Google recommended that enterprises use reputable anti-malware software, patch diligently, and update web browsers on a regular basis. Not all of the recommendations in this article are necessary for all organizations, and an organization should first get the basics in place before trying to defend against sophisticated attackers. By using a defense-in-depth strategy, an organization can minimize the impact of similar attacks by better preventing a zero-day attack from completely taking over a target computer and from effectively hiding from detection. Now that concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.